Okay, it's Stassi. I'm here with Taylor Strecker. Obviously, you guys, if you thought I was going to get rid of Pop Culture Hour, you were out of your minds. Okay, I'm not going to call it Pop Culture Hour anymore because we're not structured anymore. That ship has sailed. We're just like two gals on the phone talking about some shit right now. That's what it is. So once a month, Taylor's still going to be with me. She's my podcast ride or die.
Thank you, God. I got nervous, which is so ridiculous.
Did you really?
Well, because I knew the answer was that I was going to keep doing it. But I got so many DMs that people were like, well, what about Pop Culture? Well, it's not structured. Are you not going to be on anymore? And like, it's crazy because obviously I know I'm going to be on, but I had a moment where I was like, am I not going to be on? So I'm relieved.
Woo! I'm sorry. Woo! Yeah, it's just, you know, it'll be different. It'll be a little different because I don't have to have five things that I'm obsessed with or whatever.
Who has
it's like time.
Who has the time?
No, this is just like I picked up the phone. Mm-hmm. I called you because mm-hmm. I'm in the mood to talk, you know? And right now,
we're literally recording a podcast.
It's okay. This is unstructured.
The eclipse has literally made your brain melt out of your butthole.
No, we are literally.
Taylor is something has happened to my wife. She is not okay. This eclipse has changed her. I think she became a zombie.
No, I actually feel the same way though, Taylor. This eclipse has been affecting me since before it was eclipsing. Okay. Like I have been feeling really weird over the last week. I will blame Mercury in retrograde. We can get into that in a little bit, but I'd like to just like stay on the eclipse right now.
Please.
I love astronomy-ish things. Okay? Like, I love stars. I love comets. I love asteroids. I love planets. I like galaxies, the Milky Way, black holes. Like,
you're a spatial whore.
I know.
I love it all.
I really do. Okay? I'm a spatial whore.
She's a space slut. What can we say?
I'm really into this stuff. I'm also into astrology, you know, when you were born. Like, what does this mean for Capricorns everywhere? Okay, so I've been being fed all of these TikToks about, like, what does this, you're glitching again. It's okay. It went away. It's because of, I'm telling you, lunar eclipse, these eclipses, like, really do fuck shit up. Solar eclipse. They really fuck shit up. Anyway, so I've been fed all these TikToks about what it means for Capricorns, all that. Like, I am very into this. I have been very into this. I woke up excited today.
Yeah.
And it was the lamest ever. I tried looking at the sun and I realized that it's just the sun. And then it's, you know, I was reminded you weren't supposed to look at the sun. You needed little glasses.
Nerd glasses. This is like, it's giving loser energy.
It's
so weird. All of it. Well, first of all, we had an earthquake here on Friday. Mm-hmm. And I know that's literally, I know all you Californites are like looking at us like New Yorkers, tri-state area folk being like, you pussies.
Where were you?
Home.
Where were you?
Naked in bed. Sometimes she sleeps naked, okay?
Oh, not, wow.
We weren't like having sex. We were just, I was in bed. It's important because I was like, oh my God, we got to get out of here and I have no clothes on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you know, she likes to put on her watch. She likes to put on her rings. Like, in a case of an emergency, I need like a minute and a half to get my shit.
I fully actually agree with that. I agree with that. I also need to put on a little bit of makeup.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
A little deodorant.
I am not leaving the house for any earthquake or nothing unless I have to have makeup on. So like
10 minutes later, you're like literally crawling out of rubble with a full beat face. We don't have the infrastructure here for it. Remember when like everybody was like, it's snowing in Texas? And I was like,
Yeah, I do remember that actually.
But then their houses were exploding because like all their pipes were like they didn't have like the insulation for that type of weather. So
for sure.
I now understand the plight of people who are like dealing with something that is not usual for their area. It was so scary. Oh, how do you guys do it? Your house is built on a cliff. I was really thinking a lot about you.
You were, yeah. No, I mean, I honestly just feel like all the earthquakes here, all the ones I've experienced, are lame. They're lame and short.
Mother Nature.
Like I just like I haven't experienced like an intense one since living here. But you know, I would imagine, I will give you that. Like I would imagine being in New York and not used to earthquakes, that would make me shit my pants if I were you. So like you guys freaking out, valid. Like it's
okay, thank you.
To me, I actually think that's valid.
Okay.
Like I listened to Claudia's story about where she was and I felt for her. Like I am surprised she didn't go poo-poos in her pants.
I will say too though that like I had to go into the city later that day to interview our friend Kelly Catrone. She says, hi, Nastasia.
Oh, I love her.
She calls you by your government name.
I love it.
And, but I was like scared. I was like, the tunnel is under construction. I'm not going in a tunnel if there's an earthquake.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
So I've never felt more bridge and tunnel on that day because I was like, I do not live in New York anymore. Like the only way to get there is either, well, it's actually only tunnels or like a 45 minute away.
Yeah.
Fucking bridge. But bridges sound pretty scary too in the event of an earthquake.
Would you rather be in a tunnel or on a bridge in an earthquake? I'd rather be on a bridge.
Me too.
Because the thought of tunnel, I already really don't like tunnels.
Yeah.
I don't like them. You know, I don't like tunnels.
In my mind, I'm always like, if water burst in here right now, I could swim. I was a lifeguard. And it's hilarious because when we were on tour and that woman screamed, "Whoa, with a mustache," and we didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
I couldn't move a muscle.
No, me neither.
I was useless. So no. I would freeze and drown.
Yeah, for
to
real.
Death.
Actually, the other day I was feeding Messer on the floor. Okay. So I just like had him, was giving him his bottle. And I didn't know that Bo had left the house. All of the sudden, the front door, I literally hear it like the key moving. Like there's like someone is like getting in. And right. I'm like, I thought Bo was in the house.
Right.
I did nothing. I looked at it and I was just like, that's interesting. That's weird. Someone's trying to get in my house. What am I going to say? What am I going to say to this person? I literally didn't move. I didn't move. And I accepted my fate. You know what I mean? Like I like was at peace with like where I'm at in my life.
Yes.
The contributions I've made. I love my children. They love me. And I was just like, I'm okay. And then Bo opened the door and I was like, wow, I didn't know that you left. It's like, I truly thought someone was breaking into the house. And he's like, and you didn't get up or you didn't think to, and I'm like,
you
no.
Were done. You gave up. You said, okay. I know. I'm like, if there was an apocalypse, I would never make it past like the first, like, you know, those scenes, opening scenes of any apocalyptic movie
and
people
like
fighting for their life. I'm going to be a zombie in 2 seconds, get hit by a bus. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Me too.
And I like that. I think, isn't that the better, like who wants
to live through the destruction?
No, right?
Agreed. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Who wants to, like, I always wondered this, like on The Walking Dead. I'm like, why do you guys want to be alive? Just get bit and go. Like, yeah, like who wants to live like this?
Dusty, Bo and I. You and I would be that old couple in Titanic that lays down in their bed.
Correct.
That would be
That's you and me.
Let's just go.
No, that is you and me. Yeah.
Spooning.
Bo and I argue.
I want to be Little Spoon.
Wait, Bo and I really do fight about this. Often, like, cause like,
often.
He's like, if there was a tsunami, we talk about like, if there was a tsunami, I'm like, I wouldn't move. Like I would choose to be like, there's no way you can outrun it. And Bo would be like, you wouldn't even try. And I'm like, no. And he's like, I would. And so I said, okay, well, so you would leave me. And he's like, yes, I would leave you. This was before we had kids. And now that we have kids, he absolutely said he would leave me even more cause he would take the kids. And I'm like, but you. It's shocking to me that like you're not going to outrun the tsunami. Why?
Yeah, it's a waste of everyone's energy.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
It really is a waste of energy.
So, with that being said,
solar eclipses.
So, yeah. So, the earthquake, not that I listened to a word she says, but Marjorie Taylor Greene out in these streets telling everybody that an earthquake followed by
aftershock.
Oh. No, an earthquake followed by an eclipse equals it's time to repent to God. I don't even know what a repent is, but I'll do it because now I'm scared.
Should I get on my knees?
Should we do it right down together?
Should I put my hands together?
I mean, not to brag, but I made it. Well, I didn't make a TikTok. Tay threw up a clip from
I saw it's funny.
I'm over here, God.
You got to say it. You gotta tell the people about your TikTok.
You are representing the Catholic Church. The TikTok went viral, and it's me saying, the Catholic Church has fucking mass bops, as in like the mass has like songs that are bops. And I said, taste and see fucking slaps. And it does. I'll stand by that all day, every day. Like the way, but the funniest thing about the TikTok was people's comments were so hilarious. Like somebody was like, not the Catholic Church deciding to turn hallelujah into 10 syllables. You know that song? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Taste and see. I mean, I also like, I had a dinner party. My mom was here this weekend, and so was Tay's mom. So we had like a mother-daughter dinner party. And we ended the entire dinner just singing all of our favorite Catholic songs. So God, I'm here repenting. Okay.
Okay.
Lifting up the mass songs. Okay. I'm making mass bops. I'm selling CDs on the corner. Like, please, doesn't that count for something? Please.
Wait, the way that I'm scared right now about this earthquake and that, well, no, the earthquake didn't happen to me, so I'm good. You're the one that needs to be repenting.
Yeah,
I'm
in trouble.
I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
Yeah.
For sure. But like, I've been feeling the weirdness of this eclipse, okay?
I know. Mm-hmm. I
mean, what weirds me out though is all of a sudden today I started getting fed all of these ads for buying the glasses. Where were those ads a week ago? Seeing them today?
Where do we even get them? Tay actually went around.
I saw.
Trying to find them.
I saw she posted something, and I realized that she's like this errand. Yeah, she did.
She said that she started going to stores, and stores were like putting out signs like, we don't have the glasses. Please go away.
Yeah. So, yes.
Like, I mean, yeah, where's everybody in these glasses at? So you know what Tay did? She made a box. Like she's in like third grade. She took a cereal box and she cut, like she put paper on one side and then the other's like she cut off both ends. Mm-hmm. And then she put like a square and then she covered it, another thing with a hole with a tin foil. Girl, I don't know what's going on, but I don't think it worked.
Okay. Lo had this idea. Lo was like, I think you can make something with paper or like, I don't know. Sonia was like, I think that they have goggles in the cereal box. Not joking. I think she told me that. So I was like, should I go look at my Cinnamon Toast Crunch? And I was like, no, honestly, I don't give a fuck. I just care about what, I don't need to see it. I don't need to see it. I don't need to look at the sun. What I need is for it to do its magic. Okay.
Because
this is really what I want to talk about. What it means for the zodiacs. I was being fed all of this shit, like what the eclipse means for each zodiac sign. Ooh. Mine and yours.
Okay.
Pretty fucking good. Okay.
Okay.
Our future looking up.
Stop.
I'm not joking.
Tell me what
it
means.
Let me tell you. Okay. On a basic level, I screenshot two for you. This is from Brit & Co. at Brit & Co. Okay. So I'm going to do me first.
Okay.
For me.
Naturally. It's called Stassi after all.
I'm a Cancer. And for me, career growth, public recognition, dreams taking flight, and personal advancement.
Fuck yeah.
That's good.
That's some good shit. Good. That's read it again. I need to hear
it. I'll read it again. I'll read it again for you. Career growth, public recognition.
Hell yeah.
Dreams taking flight. That's my fave. Personal advancement.
Damn.
Those are some good ones.
Okay.
Well, we're going to go into yours. You're really going to like
thought
it.
I was.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
The damn eclipse is affecting No, I can't see you. Oh no, it's affecting all of the Wi-Fi. Your Wi-Fi. You're frozen. Okay, so for Pisces.
Okay, yeah, but you thought I was Aquarius.
Yeah, but I didn't screenshot it yet.
Did it go even better for Pisces though than it was for Aquarius?
Oh, let's look at Aquarius. I'll look at Aquarius first.
I'm curious.
Okay, this is Aquarius.
Okay.
Elevated presence. Mm-hmm. New self-empowerment, mm-hmm. confidence in passions, refined communication.
I wouldn't be mad at it. It's okay.
Oh, it says experts warn cell phone services could go down.
There you go.
I know.
The eclipse, cell phone services can go down. So this is like...
It's just... I love how she's just repeating it as fact. And I'm literally just reading a Daily Mail article.
Well, it worked.
Whatever you need to leave that in.
Okay. She said, whatever we did just worked. Yeah?
Yeah. No, yeah. I think. Okay, so let's just try. Yeah, I think it's just the eclipse that's just fucking shit up. So if you do a reset, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. I think we're
this
fine.
Is something, this is bigger than us.
This is, yeah, this is
bigger
than
us. Yes. It is. It's nothing we can control and or help. So let's just, we lean into the glitch. The glitch.
Oh, okay.
Of the eclipse. All right. Okay. So I told you about Aquarius. When I thought that February 22nd was Aquarius, I really truly thought that's what your sign was.
Yes.
But now knowing you are Pisces, this is what you have to look forward to. Okay.
Okay.
Financial stability, wealth abundance, increased self-confidence. I knew you were going to know that one. And productive mindset, wealth abundance.
Wow.
Do you know how excited I am to be married to a Pisces right now? So like, not only is my career or something supposed to like really like get good, get fun, get hot, you know, but then also my partner, my husband's going to have wealth abundance. So like wealth, works for me.
Wealth abundance. I will take it, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Congratulations. Like, no, I'm really happy
Thank
for you.
You.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. This is exciting for me. I'm going to be real with you guys. Okay. Growing up in New Orleans, whenever there was like a special occasion, like Christmas or my birthday, or like I needed to, you know, I got to like buy something that was really nice. My parents would take me to the Saks that's downtown in downtown New Orleans. Like that's what that I grew up with. Saks being like the holiest place ever in terms of clothes. Like you go into Saks and you know that like, okay, this is cool stuff. This is what nice clothes are. This is what quality clothes are. These are the new designers. This is what I should be paying attention to. So the fact that they're a sponsor today is very exciting for me. And because I grew up like that, because Saks was just like a huge thing in New Orleans, ever since then, I've always used their website as almost like a Pinterest, like where I go to get inspiration to like be like, okay, like what are the new brands that I should be paying attention to? Like, how are people putting things together? Because they have these curated shops on their website. And I just like find that really helpful. So it's basically like just getting inspiration. And let me tell you, after you've been pregnant and then postpartum and you finally like start feeling like yourself again, the trends have changed. Everything's changed. So I have to go be like, okay, what's cool? What are the girlies wearing now? And so I go to Saks.com and I look at everything. I'm like, okay, so this is what's cool. I see that like we're getting into like a cowgirl aesthetic. I see that like, okay, like 90s platforms are in. Like that Saks is just ridiculously helpful when it comes to that. So if you are somebody like me looking for inspiration, looking to like, what are the trends? What are like the new things that I can be wearing? What are the new brands that I should be paying attention to? Because I know Saks knows it. Saks is your answer. So find inspiration for your new vibe at Saks.com. This podcast is sponsored and brought to you by Squarespace. So Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. So whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms. Okay, it's no secret that Lo does all of my website things, but Lo is the one who told me, she's like, oh, I use Squarespace. Like is the easiest thing to use. It's so efficient. Like Stassi, you could do it if you wanted to, but why would I? Because I have Lo. So I was asking Lo, I was like, okay, well, what's your favorite part about it? She's like, okay, well, there's a bunch, but like, it's a great place if you have an online store. So like you can sell your products and all that, like whether it's like physical, digital or service products, you can sell it easily on Squarespace. She said, it's like really easy because they have flexible website templates. So like they make it easy for you, because to me, like that's kind of daunting. The thought of starting a website, like remember like on MySpace when we had to like do codes and stuff, like that's not for me. You don't have to do coding here. Squarespace makes it so you don't have to do coding. Okay. They also, you can host video content, which I think is incredible. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/Stassi to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You guys, there's no greater time than now to start your own business. And with a business, you need a website because it's 2024. I am a makeup girly. I don't mean that I'm like an expert at makeup and I know a lot about it. I mean that I'm always wearing it. Like, you are never going to see me leave my house without makeup on. It's just, it is the way it is. So I was really excited when Thrive Cosmetics decided to sponsor this podcast because I love Thrive Cosmetics. And so I figured, let me just tell you about some of my favorite things. You guys know what Thrive Cosmetics is, okay? Like, think about it. It's the turquoise, like, branding, the turquoise tube. Like, that's what I'm talking about. That's the makeup I'm talking about. Some of the things that, like, I fully can't live without when it comes to makeup are from Thrive. Like, the Brilliant Eye Brightener that I put in the corner of my eyes. Like, where would I be without that? I also love their eyeshadow sticks because sometimes, like, I just like to throw them in my purse and just, like, make myself look cuter, like, while I'm already out. And that makes it so easy because, like, who can handle, like, loose eyeshadow in your purse? That's not the vibe. So, no, I love a good eyeshadow stick. And their Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. You guys, so good, okay? They have a unique formula that creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And I'm telling you, when I use this mascara, I always get complimented and people think my eyelashes are so much longer than they are. Real talk, I think I do have long eyelashes. They're just blonde on the end. So thank you, Thrive Cosmetics Mascara, for just, like, making them look even better. And right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/Stassi. So refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Okay. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/Stassi for 10% off your first order.
Oh, I'm trying to think, what could wealth abundance be? And I have a story that I haven't told yet, actually.
For the listeners at home, I don't think you guys realize that this has been about a half an hour worth of trying to figure this out because the eclipse is fucking up the Taylor's Wi-Fi, Taylor's computer, Taylor's recording. Everything has been glitchy. We've just been sitting here like fuck, you know?
Yes.
Planets, man, moons. Like, they really, like, they, the trickle-down effect, it's insane.
And also, our reliance on Wi-Fi really scares the shit out of me.
100%.
You can't fucking function. I mean, listen.
Oh, no. Not again.
Damn it! I quit life.
Why don't we refocus on what you have in store? You know, what your future holds, and that's wealth abundance. You know, I think that we should just, like, focus on the positive while I have you.
Okay.
I have a question though. This is the thing. Does that mean, okay, that all Pisces everywhere are going to have, like, I don't get into this because I'm like, so you're telling me that, like, me and all the other cancers out there, we're all going to have this same specific thing happen to us. That's weird.
Yeah, that feels like it makes it, when you think about other people, it makes it not so special, which is why we have to maintain our narcissism and only think about it being applicable to ourselves.
Yeah, maybe it only happens to people that know about it. You know, it only happens to the people who read that Instagram post.
That specific post.
Yeah. So, like, that's the thing. I was looking up articles after I saw this post about what to expect for cancers. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, what do you expect from the eclipse in terms of your zodiac sign? And I saw this article from the New York Post that said that there were four main signs that are going to be affected the most by this. I'm pretty sure you're one of them. It was my sign. I'm scrolling. No, it's not yours. Sorry. Aries, Libra, Capricorn, and Cancer. We will be the most personally affected by the total solar eclipse. Why? Who decided?
Well, frankly, I'm personally the most affected right now because my fucking Wi-Fi is not working.
Yeah, no, I feel that. I for real feel that. But, like, who's deciding? Like, who's the person pulling all the strings being like, let me give you this info. Where's this info coming from? Who wrote the book?
Yeah.
And what book is it? And did someone just make all this shit up?
Yeah. Yeah. I actually took a class in college and it was called critical thinking.
Yeah.
And you apply it to everything in life. You apply it to horoscopes was like the number one thing, but it's also like religion or so many different things. But basically they're saying with critical thinking, your brain, in order to survive, our brain spots patterns just to like keep us safe. Like, but we live in a modern world where we don't need to use our brains for that. So what happens is our brains kind of like, but they betray us in terms of like them trying to find patterns that fit. So like things like astronomy come true or you think astrology. It's going to happen. Oh, right. Astrology. Like it's applicable because your brain's like trying to force a pattern versus logic.
Yes. However, I'd like to stay on this side of life because it looks like my next year is going to be pretty fun. So I would.
Oh, I'm full in.
I don't mind if I don't need to do any critical thinking right now.
No, also like, manifesting is so big. And if you can see it, you can be it. And if you're Delulu, that's the Salulu. So it's like,
yes, if you're Delulu, that's the Salulu.
Honey, I'm in my Delulu era. That is what I'm doing right now. I mean, when you think about people who are wildly successful, they're delusional. Yeah. Elon Musk is delusional. So I feel like we just have to lean into our delusional sides.
No, I agree because it's like it's daring to just demand what you want. A lot of people, they don't feel like they have like, oh, I'm not worthy of this or like, right. I don't have the right to ask for this or who am I thinking that like I should have this? Yes. No, you have to literally dare to demand what you want. And I demand whatever that thing just said cancers are going to have. And I demand wealth abundance for you.
Thank you. I also demand wealth abundance for myself. I think I know where the wealth abundance could come from though.
Oh, yeah, tell me. Yeah.
So Tay and I went to see my parents and we walked into like, it was like a 7-Eleven essentially. And it has my favorite coffee place. Shout out to Mary Lou's Coffee. If you know, you know. So anyway, we go in to get coffee and Tay's like, oh, Powerball. And I'm like,
I knew you were going to say, but didn't they already do it?
What? It's the Powerball?
Oh, is it still going? No one won?
There was like a mass one. There was like a Massachusetts one. And Tay's like, oh, I'm going to get it. And I was like, live your best life, you gambling addict. Like, whatever. I don't care. Like, whatever. And I thought it was going to be like a scratch ticket. Like, I don't know what, $5, $7, $10 max, whatever.
I don't know. I've never bought one before.
And when it comes to lottery, you have to pay cash. Okay. Like, have to pay. You can't put it on a credit card, whatever.
Why?
Probably because all the gambling addicts out there, you need to make sure that they actually.
Well, that's
like,
nice of the government for looking out for the gambling addicts, you know?
Well, wait till you hear this story because no, they are not. So Tay goes to pay and they're like, $120. I said, $120. Tay goes, $120 what? They said, $120. I said, who? I said, what do you mean $120?
How many did you buy? $120?
They said,
how much are they?
This ticket that you just got, the lottery, it's $100. You owe me $120 for the ticket. And we're like, no. So at the very bottom, Tay said, what do I do at the bottom? And there was like 1, 3, 5, 7, 13, 17, 27. And Tay's like, what number speaks to you? I was like, 13. Thank God it wasn't 27.
Wait, hold on. You're frozen again, but this is such a good story. Stop whatever you're doing. Hold on. Just be patient and be still. Okay. Okay. You're back. But don't test the gods right now. Okay. Like don't move. Stay still in how you tell your story. I feel like the more you move,
the worse it is.
The more the eclipse gods are like, fuck it. Then turn off your Wi-Fi.
They're like, this hyper bitch needs to calm down. Yeah,
I like kind of believe that.
The universe is telling me to
calma. Yeah. Comma, comma. Okay.
Comma.
So you pick 13.
Right. But when Tay asked them, what do these numbers mean? They said, just pick one. What they needed to have said to her was, that's the amount of times you're choosing to play these numbers. Okay. So she chose 13. So whatever the original amount was.
What if you would have chosen 27?
We would have had to
$700 bucks.
Move with my parents. Literally. So we said, okay, LOL, no. And they're like, it's the lottery. There's no refund. Like, we can't.
Well, what if you didn't have the cash?
And I said, well, I don't have the cash. And they were like, well, luckily for everyone, there's an ATM right over there. But imagine if I
didn't
have the
money. What if you were poor, and did not even have that in your bank account? What would have happened? Would you go to jail? Would they have escorted you to jail?
You know what? I should have fucking asked those motherfuckers. I was so mad, and I looked at them, and I said, I put a hex on you. I put a hex on you! No, I walked over, and I said, this is dumb. There's no fail safe that like within the first minute you can cancel it. There's like, that sounds unreasonable. And they said, no, sorry, it is what it is. And I said, well, I have half a mind to call the Better Business Bureau because this feels like intentional stealing. And then I said, and I'm going to go in my car now and cry. So there.
I went to my car. Wait. Tay, this could be a wonderful thing. You're going to win the lottery.
But now I'm saying maybe. And there was a guy behind us who was a gambling addict. And he said, oh, I'm so sorry. I know what you're going through. This happened to me. I said, how much money did you get charged? He said, 50. I said, this did not happen to you, sir. Because this is twice that plus 20. So anyway, he said, well, maybe you'll win. And maybe we will. Solar eclipse.
Okay, but don't you think all of the other Pisces people out there who saw wealth abundance are thinking the same thing about their lottery tickets? So who's the lucky lady?
Are they married to like dregs of society who have gambling problems and don't even know what they're doing? I was so mad at Tay. And Tay was so new. She's so fucked up that Tay was like, you can yell at me.
Wait, I'm going to look at this like you're going to win. Now, I have a question for you. Okay, if you win,
right?
How much is it? How much is it?
Probably like hundreds of millions. Who knows?
You would throw me a mill, wouldn't you?
You know what?
I wonder this. But it's like, you know, there are a lot of people in your life. There's like, I'm imagining like, okay, if I won the lottery, there's a lot of people, family members, you know what I mean? Like, you know, who would I throw a mill to?
Okay.
And I, you know, I'm wondering if I don't know if I would throw it to you, but yeah,
would you throw a mill to me? I mean,
I'm not sure yet. It depends on how many mill I won.
Okay. Here's the deal. Here's the real tea. Okay. So,
but you are the godparent to Messer, just FYI. So that's got to mean something.
So maybe I'll throw a mill to my godbaby. Okay.
Oh, I love that. Love that for him. Like, but then that leaves out Hartford.
Fun for the babes. You know? Okay.
All right.
But I will say this. So you have to look at the lottery. Like, you win 100 million, right? Off the bat, 50% is gone. It goes to the government, okay? So now we're looking at 50 mil, right? 50 mil can go pretty quickly, pretty, you know?
For sure. Yeah, you can't throw me a mil.
I'm pretty sure it was at 500.
You can't throw me a mil.
Taxes and everything. It was close to a billion.
Oh, it was close to a billion. So it's 500 million pretty much after taxes. So you're throwing me a mil.
If I have a bill, how many mils do I have in that bill? 999 mils?
What?
Yes. 1,000 mils?
In a bill. Yeah.
1,000 mils in a bill.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I don't know 1,000 people. I think I could easily give, it's like, how many people do I really like in my life? You know what I mean?
But like, I feel like I'm up there in terms of the people closest to you. So if you were going to pass some money off to a friend, I feel like I might make the cut.
Also, I think maybe the rule is if you're at our wedding, you get a mil.
Oh, I was the only friend there. I deserve 10 mil.
That's how I feel.
Headed my way.
A mil for you, a mil for Bo, a mil for Hartford, and a mil for Messer just because.
Yeah, you know?
Wait, can I say, speaking of Messer?
Yeah.
I had the most beautiful dream about my godbaby, your son.
You texted me. What was this dream? You know, okay. I want to let you know, my pet peeves are hearing people talk about dreams, but I'll allow it right now because it's a weird day.
This is an exception. This is about your child, okay?
I guess, but it's just like, it's not real, so like, I don't care.
So, you know, I've really been struggling with, obviously, having a baby, obviously, right? And so our friend Sean Kilby works for this woman, and she has a podcast coming out where it's called The Problemista, and she helps people deal with their problems. So I got to go be a guest on her podcast. She's awesome. And she helps people solve issues that they're working through. So my issue is we are going to have a baby. I'm having a hard time I'm having a hard time making the decision. I keep like pushing it off. So I went in there and she helped me and talked me through it. And she did like her process that she does with people when it comes to solving the problems.
Can I just like say, that's like kind of genius, a genius brand
and a genius brand,
like a problemista.
I think it's called Problemista.
And she helps you solve your problems. I don't know. I just, I like it.
Shout
Give
out
her
to
a show.
Shout out to Susie Welch. She's amazing. So she's like, she's incredible. So she did this whole thing with me and she really helped me like feel a lot more relieved in the end. I'm not going to like give away what ends up happening, but like,
okay.
How about this? I walked out of it more relieved, right?
Okay.
So anyway, I think that that was probably in my brain, but why I was thinking of Messer. I mean, Messer's videos on Instagram literally are like my happy escape from like the trials and tribulations of the real world. Seeing that little baby. And also because he's my godson, it makes me like that much more committed to it. You know, like I'm that much more affected. So I had a dream that I was with you guys and I was holding Messer and he was just, he was in my arms for this like whole stretch of the dream. And he was smiling and he was so happy. And he was also like singing full karaoke songs, which makes no sense because he couldn't speak.
I don't, oh my God. This took a dark turn. Not the karaoke. Oh no.
Anyway, forget that I said that part.
Okay.
So, but I woke up like, oh my God, I'm ready to have a baby. That's like what, and it was Messer in the dream that did it for me. Like I was like, if I could be around a baby that is this happy and this happy baby laughing brings me this much life and joy, imagine how could I not want this around me all the time?
Yes, I know. Oh my God.
Right?
I love that.
Right?
I mean, God, I've been waiting so long for you guys to get here. I don't want to give it too much like,
I know.
I don't fully believe you.
I'm the girl who cried baby.
You
for
are.
Sure.
You are the girl who, and it's hurt my heart a little too much. It's been too many. So I don't like getting excited about anything until you're actually doing the damn thing.
Okay.
You know?
Yes.
But I do love that Messer was able to get you there. Messer is quite possibly the sweetest angel happy boy I have ever seen. I've never actually this is not me exaggerating. I have not been around a baby ever in my life who is this happy and joyful. It's crazy.
So cute. Never stop posting videos of him laughing, please. And send me every single one that you take of him all day long. I want every single, I don't want to miss one video.
I will.
That's how obsessed I am.
I mean, sometimes I feel like, is this just like too much? But like, I'm bringing joy to the world when I post his smiling face, you know? Like,
literally.
I just feel like I am the priest in mass making everyone feel better. Let's bring it back to mass.
Let's bring it back to mass because apparently we have to repent.
No, you do. I don't. The people who experience the earthquake and then back-to-back, then the eclipse, like they have to.
Right.
What did we do before Truly Hard Seltzers? You guys, I wonder this. It's one of my Roman empires. I wonder this all the time because, you know, when you go to like a barbecue or a day party or something like that, you're like, you don't want to drink liquor. I mean, I used to, but like during the day, like that's just like, that's a lot. And then sometimes it's like wine. Not everyone likes wine and like wine makes you sleepy. So Truly is normally the only answer. You show up at a party and you bring a pack of Truly. You know, and Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. That's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mixed packs, berry and new party pack. You guys, the new party pack, the raspberry is what's up. Okay. The raspberry is what's up. Run to go and get the new Truly Hard Seltzer Party Pack because the raspberry is so good. And you can feel good about drinking it because it's like, it's refreshing. It's only 100 calories. Like there's not that 1 gram of sugar. Like that's pretty much like drinking water. I said what I said. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer. Keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. I do not, nor do I ever, gatekeep anything baby related. Okay, moms or friends of moms looking to give gifts to moms, listen up. I'm talking about the Dreamland Baby Sleep Sack. Okay, the way that I was counting down the days with Messer for us to stop swaddling him so that I could use the Dreamland Baby Sleep Sack, okay? the second that like he reached, like he was like old enough, it was game changer. Swaddling takes so long and it's just so annoying. So now we use the Dreamland weighted baby sleep sack. Let me explain just in case you don't know what this is. So we use this with Hartford. Okay. And the way that this sleep sack like came to be is that there was this mom who noticed that like her kid was like waking up every like hour and a half and she didn't know what to do. And then one moment, like she put a weighted blanket on him and he calmed down and she was like, holy shit, I need to just make a weighted sleep sack that's safe for babies. And we used it with Hartford and it worked. And my children have always slept through the night. And I kind of think that a weighted sleep sack might have something to do with that. So if you're a new mom and you're struggling with your baby sleeping through the night, or, you know, you're somebody who's looking to give a gift to a new mom, check out the Dreamland weighted baby sleep sack. Like, I mean, they're really soft, like the highest quality materials, I'm telling you. And like after every wash, they only get softer and softer. And I also love that they have a two-way zipper. So if you have to change your baby in the middle of the night, you don't have to take the weighted sleep sack off. That would be annoying. No, they make it really easy for you. So go to dreamlandbabyco.com and enter my code Stassi at checkout to receive 20% off site-wide and free shipping. This offer is for new and existing customers. Let's talk about grocery shopping from the comfort of your own home, okay? Because leaving the house sometimes is just not the vibe, okay? I've been talking about Thrive Market for years because I've been a big fan of Thrive Market for years. Sometimes I don't want to leave my house, but I need to like have groceries in stock. And I love that Thrive Market is a place online that you can go to that has so many different options, and they're pretty much all healthy options. Like, you're not going to Thrive Market for junk food. So like when you go to the grocery store and you want to buy like good things for your kids or your family or yourself, you know, like there aren't that many options for health food like at your local grocery store. Thrive Market has everything, and not just groceries, because they do, like besides like snacks, pasta, like anything that you can think of. They also have produce. They also have things that you get like, you know, that require being refrigerated. Like it comes in an insulated box directly to your door. They also have household essentials. So like all of my cleaning supplies I get from there too, because you know what sucks? Going to the grocery store and buying a bunch of cleaning supplies and having to like carry the heavy bags. That's just not the vibe. But the best part of Thrive Market, in my opinion, is that they have filters on their website. Okay. So imagine like you're going to the grocery store and you know that you want a snack that's like gluten-free and is like berry-based or something. Okay. You have to like go and like pick up every item, look at the ingredients. Like that's time consuming and annoying. But on Thrive Market, you can just use the filters and you will only see the things that match what you're looking for. And I just think that that's absolutely amazing. So save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/straightup for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/straightup, thrivemarket.com/straightup. But okay, so the eclipse. Yeah, did you try looking at it? It sucked.
I couldn't look at it.
It was burn
my corneas.
I tried to, and it was just a whole lot of sun. And I'm like, ah, I can't look.
You were like, what? You were like, ah.
No, but the whole day, Taylor, the whole day has been weird. The whole day has been off. I have felt like this all weekend. I felt like this, like, because I knew that the eclipse was coming. I don't know if I made myself feel weird and anxious.
Right.
Because I knew I should feel it, or if it was because of the eclipse making me feel anxious. Like, today has fully just been a fucking mess. Like,
me
everything.
Too.
Just everything.
Yeah, everything today has just sucked. Okay, everything from start to finish.
So I think that because you don't believe in the eclipse magic, that means the magic's true, because you weren't trying to convince yourself of it to make your brain.
No, think, I wasn't.
Am I making sense?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't. Like, I felt yes, like I wasn't.
Yes, but also no. You know?
Yeah. No, I felt like I wasn't making sense. Whatever. It's an eclipse day. We're all transformed. I better wake up tomorrow some sort of news, some sort of alert, some sort of message.
Yes.
That's like, yes, you were on the right path here. This is what's coming for you.
Oh, are you challenging the eclipse? Are you challenging the universe? You're like, prove it to me.
Yeah, prove it.
Universe.
Fuckers.
Yeah.
Eclipse. But yeah. Mercury in retrograde, that's still going on. I Googled it and that's until like April 26th or something. We still have like 2 weeks of Mercury in retrograde. Too.
Prove it to me. I want an abundance of money like tomorrow, universe, or I don't believe in you.
Yeah, like what? Like what's the timeline? What's the timeline that we're looking at?
Tomorrow.
I was hoping that like this afternoon, but then I'm like, no, that's a, you know, that's I don't know. That's ambitious.
Well, unfortunately, the internet doesn't work today, so no one's going to get any information. No one's getting it today,
right? Yes. So, like tomorrow, we need to wake up, and things need to be a little bit different. Like, there's no way Messer's going to wake up at 5 a.m. again tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, tomorrow he's going to sleep in till 6:30. I'm going to be like,
right?
That bodes well for today,
right? You know?
Like, I want to wake up tomorrow and have it feel different.
So when my Aunt Bonnie passed away, I remember Tay said, like, you have to ask the people who have passed on to, like, show you signs that they're still around because they are still around. So I said, Aunt Bonnie, ghosts, please send me money. And Taylor said, that's not the kind of thing you ask for. I said, why not?
Well, yeah, I actually agree with that. So if your Aunt Bonnie was ghosting around you, then I think that you would be seeing like pennies and nickels and dimes all over the place.
No, Bonnie knows me better than that. No, she but like she fuck can, around with coins.
You can only do so much. Like her superpowers, you know, her ghostly powers. We don't know how strong they are. You know, like she might only be able to show you like a penny here and there. And you're like, oh, that's my Aunt Bonnie.
Nope, Bonnie, just for the record, Bonnie, that's not going to cut it, okay? I'm talking major windfalls. I want like fuck tons of money pouring on my head and into my bank account.
Yeah, yeah, would be nice. Wait, can I also just say something? This has nothing to do with anything.
Okay,
Remember how, I don't know if you told my audience this story or if it was you on your podcast. You were at my house in January and you had to record a self-tape audition and... I picked you up, like we got in the car, we were on our way to lunch and I was like, how was your audition? Yep. And you were like, good. Like I wore sunglasses in it. Do you think that's okay? And I like stopped dead in my tracks, like the car, I might've even pulled it over. Cause I was like, you said what? You recorded a self-tape audition with your sunglasses on? Like
moron.
Literally what the people who are watching your audition want to see is your eyes and your expression. To see if you'd be decent at whatever it is you were auditioning for. And you put a mask on your face.
Yeah.
And I was in that moment where I was like, people aren't going to like this. It's like, God, you're a dummy.
Oh, do you know how many
people aren't
going to
like me calling you a dummy? People are going to, I'm going to rile everyone up.
It's a step in the right direction away from fucking idiot. So we're already moving in a good direction, you know? Yeah. Wait, no, but just for the record, I am a fucking idiot. Like, and I'm comfortable with that. Like, Stassi, I just went to a Vince Camuto.
No, that's what I was talking about. That's what was bringing me here. Hold on.
Tell
everyone what a fucking idiot you are. Okay. So then the other day, I look at your stories. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Not another. It's because she got too excited. I'm telling you. Every time she gets excited. See, look, you came back because you calmed the fuck down.
I'll say calm.
Calm down, okay?
Okay.
No, this is the reason why I wanted to bring this up. Because I saw in your stories the other day that you, the little influencer that you are, went to a Vince Camuto event hosted by Claudia. Vince Camuto shoes, really cute ones, in case someone was like, what's Vince Camuto? And then
it
was
wait, real quick. It was hosted by Claudia and her sister Margo. I just want to give credit where credit's due.
Of course. And then I saw that you posted that you had been gifted shoes from Vince and you didn't wear them there. And I wrote you and I was like, it's giving the same energy as wearing fucking sunglasses in your self-tape audition. Because the first rule, the cardinal, the main thing, the whole point of going to these events for these brands is so that you will wear the thing to the event. So you ordered some shoes and just thought, fuck it. I'm going to leave them at home and wear my own. Like, what was your, walk me through world's worst influencer.
I got asked to go. The world's worst influencer. It's, you know, it's true.
Yeah.
It's just
it really is.
No, and I'm not like putting on, guys. This is not shtick. This is how I live.
It's a little bit of shtick, but it's true.
Yeah. It happens. It's not like, I don't like do these things to me like, this will be great for World's Worth Info at the moment. Like, I just live my life and I'm like, oh my God, I did it again.
Yeah, for sure. No, I agree. Yeah.
So we were looking at the shoes and I was like, summer is coming up. I need some nice new fresh sandals. So they had this gorgeous pair of like denim on denim sandals.
They're
I thought this is
really,
so fun.
Really cute.
Are they cute?
Low ordered them. They're really cute.
Oh my God. Well, so this is the thing. World's Worst Influencer, correct. But also,
you sold
is
a
there
pair.
Genius? Is there genius? No,
actually, you're right. You sold more pairs because of how you. 100% because of how.
I'm not doing it on purpose, but I'm just saying it's like maybe my. It's like dumb as a fox, you know? It's like.
What does
I
that
am.
Mean?
Moronic. I don't really know because I'm kind of stupid, but people say it all the time about me. Dumb
I've
as a fox.
I've never heard anyone like, say dumb as a fox.
I think it's like. Let people fit, like, sure, I'm dumb. Sure, I'm dumb. But like, you're actually in your moronic ways, there's like strokes of genius. And
oh, okay.
Sly. But I'm not sly. So that one doesn't apply. I'm literally falling into things that are actually working for me. It's just right. it's dumb luck.
Right.
So I get there and I said to Margo, because she was co-hosting with Claudia, I said, was I supposed to bring my shoes like this, okay? And she goes like this to me. Bring your shoes? You're supposed to wear your shoes.
Why would you bring your shoes? What do you mean, like in a bag? Like you were going to just like walk around with a bag at this party?
Yeah,
wait,
yeah.
What and do I you mean?
Like, I was like, huh? And she went like this to me. Are you okay? Yeah. I was like, no, I'm not.
I don't understand. Well, I don't understand.
Well, I linked them properly.
For sure. But like, are you that much of an amateur when it comes to these things?
I am.
It's like you would think it was the first party you've ever attended.
It kind of was. Because shocker to no one, I don't really get invited to a lot of them because I'm bad at this. And Stas, you should see me trying to take video for it. I'm having a full-blown Mandela and conniption. I came home and I was like, I have 5 videos. That's all I could take. I need help. They had to like go in and like, I'm so bad.
No, I understand. That stresses me out too. Like when I go to an event or a party or something like that, that it's like they, and you know, the brand wants you to be posting, like yes. That pressure is so real. And then I just feel like a dork. And then I'm just like we're all there with our phones out, just recording it. And I just feel like sheep. Like we're just like, we're the problem. Like we're, totally. I feel in that moment, like I am the problem in the world. Like
yeah, same.
You know,
and then, but then also like, I also like know I need to like stand up and take pictures, but I feel like embarrassed or like, I want to take pictures with people. Even I'm sitting next to Claudia. She's one of my close friends. Why can't I say, can we take a picture? But I'm like, can we take a picture? And she's like, yes, that's the whole point. I was like, but then I'm taking pictures. She's like, you're taking pictures wrong. So I was on portrait mode, which made her very embarrassed for me. She said, it's like hanging out with my grandma. And I know it is. I know, sure. I know. I'm giving elderly energy.
It's okay. We're going to get better. I'm not that great at it either, Taylor.
You're like, way better than me.
Well, of course. I mean, come on.
You're like, honey, not that hard to be better at you in social media.
Oh. I think I need to just explain to the listeners too. Like, it sounds like... A spaceship has landed right outside of this studio and like aliens are banging on the door to try and get in. No, it's just, we're getting the house painted, the exterior painted. And I had planned this podcast for during their lunch break. Mm-hmm. And then Taylor had to say, well, you know, it's the eclipse. And it would be really weird to record while the eclipse is going on, which I did not understand whatsoever. Why the fuck would that be weird? I don't understand.
I thought it was going to be like pitch black and like spooky and like zombies were going to potentially come out. Okay. I'm on my roof, bitch. I was scared.
So I was like, fine, okay, we can push it back for your eclipse. So we push it back to 12:30, so that's 30 minutes into their lunch break. And now, then it took another 30 minutes to get this podcast to work because correct. The eclipse affecting Taylor's situation.
Correct.
And so the painters came back and that's all the banging and the loud noises. And I'm just want to apologize to everyone. I'm sorry. It's a lot. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot. And we haven't really even like gotten into anything pop culture-y. You know why?
Why?
Because everyone, every fucking celebrity out there over the past month has been boring. So no one's doing boring. Anything. There is nothing to gossip about. Quite nothing. Literally nothing. That's, you know what? The lunar eclipse had to come, shake some shit up. Kardashians, what are you doing? We need something to talk about. Where are the Kardashians right now? You know?
Oh, I'll tell you, they're in Turks and Caicos.
I know, I actually, I saw
$10,000 Chanel bikinis that are older than Kylie Jenner. That was the fucking headline from today. Boring, boring, stretching, pathetic.
Okay. Is there anything going on in the last month? I literally went through all of like the things, how I do like every month before Pop Culture Hour.
Okay.
And normally I have so much to write down. I'm like, or things, there are at least some specific things that like I want to talk about. And there was quite literally nothing. You know what I wrote down?
What?
That Tori Spelling's weird.
Totally weird. Also, can we add JoJo Siwa to that list too?
I saw her driving the other day in her car that is wrapped in photos of herself. And I'm like,
JoJo Siwa?
JoJo Siwa has a car that is wrapped in photos of herself.
No.
And I saw her driving on the freeway the other day. And I was like, no way. There's no way that that's actually her inside, that she would drive a car of photos of herself. And sure enough, I pulled up next to her. I'm like,
Did you wave to her?
No, I just saw that it was her. I don't know her.
Wait.
I think I might have taken a picture.
You need to tell Jackie Schimmel that. She'll die.
Okay. I will. I didn't realize she's
obsessed with JoJo Siwa and not in a good way. She's wait, like, what is this?
How do
JoJo
I not know
Siwa?
This? How do I not know this?
I don't know. She's been posting about it.
Is it like the one day that I forget to like check Jackie's story?
Probably. Oh my God. She'll literally die. Like she'll actually, that's nothing has ever been more JoJo Siwa in JoJo Siwa's life than that moment that you just explained.
It was crazy. Like, and then I saw in like paparazzi photos on like a website or something that like, oh yeah, she has a car that's wrapped in photos of herself. Like, it's wild. Like, what a choice. What a fucking, what a choice.
You know.
But, like, the Tori Spelling of it all, hold on. Yeah. Like, you know celebrities are being more when I'm talking about Tori Spelling than so when she's the only person I can talk about.
I just read today that she is talking about how she smashed a baked potato from Wendy's. Because
I haven't even heard that one, Taylor. She's lost her mind. No, this is what I think is, this is what I'm so disturbed. So she started a podcast.
Well, of course she did.
Because the world needs another fucking podcast. Anyway, I think it's called like Misspelling or whatever, which is, that's creative. I like it. It's kidding.
It is.
That's yeah. But in her first episode, she calls her husband to say, I want to divorce.
Yeah.
So she like, that's crazy. Like, get an OnlyFans. Literally. You know what I mean? Like, get it. Like, do anything. But like, you're using your what? And then I just read that she's like literally giving all the, in her second episode, she's revealing all of the details that caused the demise of their relationship, like specifics. Yep. They have multiple children. Like, it's obviously like a grab to just like get people to like go listen to her podcast. But like,
totally,
I'm so shook by it. They're like, having a podcast isn't that cool. Why are you willing to do this in order? Like,
she's
what?
Like degrading herself.
Yes.
In order for like the listens. I know.
Weird.
It's really low. Like she's in a dark place.
Yes.
She should just get a car and put pictures of herself all over it and drive around.
Would you rather drive around in a car with pictures of yourself for a year?
Oh my God, kill me.
Or go on your podcast and talk about the most intimate of your relationship that people don't need to hear. It's like,
question, if I commit to the car for a year, do I still get to keep Taylor as my wife?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, car, full stop.
You could make it fun.
I'd really, really, really have a hard time, but I choose option A over option B.
How do you think she chose all of the individual photos of herself? You know what I mean? Like,
I would put all my St. Bart's pictures of myself. That was my best look ever. I would just, it would all be a St. Bart's theme car.
Like, that's like pretty fucking crazy.
That's psychotic.
Yeah, that's like literally all I have. What's going on in the celebrity world? What are people talking about? What are you caring about? You guys, I'm telling you, it's Mercury in retrograde and it's the eclipse. It's making all these celebrities bore, and it's just, life's not fun right now.
You're going to kill me when I say this, but like the WNBA is what I've been talking about.
The women's basketball?
Women's, yeah. WNBA is like...
Are you kidding?
Well, no. This is where No, there's a player for real. Player called Caitlin Clark.
Okay. And I've heard the name.
Yes.
Because I was that's a catchy name.
Yes. Yeah, good branding. And she is changing like the way that the world views women's basketball specifically.
She's that great of an athlete.
She really is. And like now all these NBA like legends like Shaq and like... Not Michael Jordan, but like, you know, like that level of like these guys, like, I mean, major, major, major basketball players are saying that like she's more fun to watch than like anybody in the NBA currently.
Oh, I love that for her.
Yeah. And so like, and like tickets are selling out to all these WNBA or to all these like girls college basketball games. So, you know, it's like the Final Four and it's like the March Madness for guys basketball college. Mm-hmm. Well, now like the women's is actually being watched more than the men's. So basically the theme is just girl power, which is like, you know, we're here for that. I'm not here for sports. Go sports. But I'm here for girl fucking power.
Yeah. Girl power all day, every day.
So Caitlin Clark is really like the hero, and she just played last night and she lost to, I think, USC. And the coach for that team in her acceptance speech for her girls was like, also thank you to Caitlin Clark for literally putting women's basketball, like she is making a name for women's basketball. She is a legend. She is an icon. She is everything. And like, it was her last game playing college basketball too, which is like kind of sad because she didn't win. And it's like, because of her, everybody's watching these games and her team didn't win, but man, she's amazing. And she's going to go to the WNBA and she might even join. I think it's Ice Cube's. Is it Ice Cube? Ice Cube has like a 3-on-3.
You're speaking another fucking language right now.
Who is she? I know.
What is an Ice Cube?
And he's
going to
pay her $5 million. Ice Cube is a man who rapped. Okay. And apparently now he's like in on 3-on-3 basketball. And he like, I don't know if it's like behind a paywall or how it is or how he has so much money, but it's like a league of basketball playing. And so she wouldn't be like in the women's version. She would be playing 3-on-3 against men because she's fucking that good.
What does 3-on-3 mean, Taylor?
I don't know.
Then why are you talking like you know? You play basketball with just 6 people?
3-on-3?
Yeah. 3-on-3. Hard.
And people watch it?
Oh, I don't know who.
Ice Cube people do.
Ice Cube people do. And he's offering her $5 million and she can also still be in the WNBA. So she can go play.
I was about
to
say, it's not that much money if she's supposed to be this like insane athlete. $5 million isn't a lot.
No, but here's the thing. WNBA, the average in WNBA player makes in the season, $250,000. So this is the thing. Like, so you know how like, what was her name? Billie Jean, like, did what Billie Jean did for tennis, like, in the 70s, where, like,
Taylor,
women get...
come on. Why are you acting like I know what any of the things you're saying is? Like, stop. At least, you know, just, like, explain to me what happened. I know.
Okay, fine. Thanks to Caitlin Clark, women in basketball probably in the next few years will start to make money the way that we see, like, female tennis players making. Okay? Like, it's going to start to get, like, even. And so, Caitlin Clark is a hero.
Okay, great.
And we love her.
All right, love Caitlin Clark. But see, that's not like, nothing about that is salacious. That's what I mean. Like, nothing's going on. Well, isn't that wild?
Well, people are getting punched in the head in New York City. That's fun.
Oh yeah, I wrote that down actually because I wanted to ask you about that.
I'm terrified. I'm going to get a thing.
I'm terrified that the aliens are going to get into my into this room right now.
It's so loud.
Do you hear it, Taylor?
No.
You don't?
Not at all.
Maybe, but just because you have your headphones on, like it's aggressive. Okay, yeah, I'm worried for you.
Thank you. Well, because you know they're attacking young, hot girls, so I'm in grave danger.
Wait, are they really just attacking young hot girls?
No, but like it seems to be like a lot of like young pretty girls are like seem to be. That are, yeah, who are looking at their phones. So
who are looking at their phones.
So now my head's on a swivel. And I mean, there was like a few days there that I was in a literal panic. I was like sprinting from like point A to point B. Like I was, and I'm like screaming like a crazy person to keep people.
No, like if I was like planning on like coming to New York, I'd be like, I don't think I can, because in my brain, I'm a young hot girl.
Well, you actually are. So I actually would be very worried for you. You're very, like, you're very much the punchable demographic currently happening in New York City.
I feel like I give, even if I'm not young and not that hot, because I think I am still that like 22-year-old, I'm
confidence.
Giving the punchable energy yes. off. You know what
yes.
I mean?
Yes.
Like, I'll be like 80 years old still giving that off, hopefully, in my, like, you know, still giving punchable energy.
Yes. I know, not me wanting to get punched because I'm like, wait,
it proves
validation.
That you're young and hot. Like, you know, like, let's be real here.
So it's been kind of scary. I'm not going to lie.
Is it still going on?
It's like dying down now, which is why I can actually laugh about it, because I was truly terrified for a while.
Do we know who's doing it?
Didn't they catch three guys?
Yeah, but like, that's the thing is, I feel like it's not like necessarily guys working together. I think it's like a thing that's been like, it's been a thing that's been around for a while, this punching. It's been like around since like 2013.
Well, punching's been around since the beginning of time.
That's true. Justice for the OG punchers. How dare I take that away from them?
Like, honestly, like, when you think of like things that have been around the longest, like punching's one
of the list.
Like, it's like, it's number one.
So, yeah, I don't know. But anyway,
is this one of those things that's born on the internet?
That's
or
what
on like the dark web?
Well, that's what I'm kind of thinking. Is like, I feel like then once these guys start seeing that people are punching and get away with it, they're like, I want to go punch, you know? And yeah. I think, like, to go back to Caitlin Clark, I think that the patriarchy is crumbling. The patriarchy is shaking. And they're like all mad that like women are like hoorah women. Like, yeah, let's get back matriarchy, bitches. And they're running around punching pretty girls because they're all fucking angry. And it's like, get out of here. We're all lesbians. Leave us alone. We hate you. We have our own money. We don't need to have babies. Bye.
Okay, so it's a anti-women thing.
Yeah, they're threatened. Caitlin Clark, they're shaking. We're taking over the world.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad I married somebody that just like likes that. You
Me
know,
too.
That like really likes a strong woman. Like,
yeah. I think when I say me too, I mean, I'm happy you married, because I'm married to a woman. So if she wasn't into women, that would be pretty weird. But yes, Bo is like such a feminist. I love that about Bo.
No, like, it's insane. Like, I think about it often. Like, wow, you're really lucky that like the person that you married likes that about you. Because my previous boyfriend didn't.
No, he did not.
Did not like that.
Nope.
At all. To the point where like my soul left my body, half my personality dead. You know
Literally.
What I mean? Like, I didn't even
Literally.
Know who I was anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no, I just feel really thankful about that side note. You know, just wanted to like give Bo a little bit of praise right now.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to be the men who are feminists. This is going to be their era. Like, this is their time to shine.
They were on
you
the
know?
Right side of history.
Yes, they were, honey.
Herstory.
Yes, they are.
Herstory.
Herstory.
Can I admit something to you though?
We hate herstory. We hate that phrase.
I don't really have I don't care about it either way, honestly. I didn't like the Barbie movie.
Oh my God, me neither.
It was too long and too serious.
I just thought it should, like, I felt like Legally Blonde gave me more Barbie.
Me too.
Than Barbie.
Me too. That's actually the best way to describe it. Legally Blonde gave Barbie more than Barbie gave Barbie. But like, if now, I feel like now I'm allowed to say it because
yes.
It's award season is over. Like, it's done. Like, Barbie, the book is closed. Like, there's nothing left to discuss. So like, now I'm allowed to be like, I didn't really like it. And then I thought maybe I didn't like it because I watched it like at home with Bo. No. So like, maybe if I went out with a bunch of my girlfriends, like got dinner, wore pink, went to the movie theater, like had wine, maybe I would have loved it. But then I tried to watch it again with Hartford.
Yep.
Hartford could withstand like the first 10 minutes and then then she was bored. And I was like, okay. All
I
right.
Found myself grasping at things that I was like, oh, I really liked that part.
Yeah, because you want want to like it. We want right. to like it. Like, oh, I love Margot Robbie. Oh, like, I love Ryan Gosling. Oh, I love these outfits. Or I love this. But, like, honestly, it kind of sucked.
Yeah, I know. I'm, like, scared. Now I'm actually really scared. But, like...
Wait. The solar eclipse gods are so mad at us right now for shit-talking Barbie because you're frozen.
No.
Yeah.
Here we go again.
You're slowly coming back.
Oh, slowly. I'm kidding. We love Barbie. Please let me give my internet back.
We love Barbie. Yeah.
I've just been like, oh, maybe I don't get it. And maybe I don't get it. But what I do know is I wanted it to be more fun. I wanted to be more like, I wanted more like, even like Mean Girls. Like I needed more like iconic phrases. Like I thought I would be quoting Barbie for the rest of my life, the movie. And it just didn't do it for me.
Yeah, I know. I know. I would say missed opportunity, but like, no, because everyone else loved it. So I guess.
And this is why we're best friends.
And it was like. Because we like and dislike the same things. So that's really all I got for you. I genuinely don't know how long this podcast episode was because we've been in this room trying to record for hours, it feels like.
Yes.
And there's like different recordings and this one says 44 minutes, but I don't know if like that's during the time when you went off the grid. So like, you know, this episode is going to be a real treat for people.
It's going to be real fun to edit whoever gets to edit it.
No, I've been thinking that the whole time. Like, I feel so bad, like Lo having to edit the video. Like, that sucks. I'm really sorry.
Literally.
She's going to be like, I can't stay. I need to go home now because I have to work on this fucking podcast episode. Okay. I love you. You guys go listen to Taylor on her podcast, Taste of Taylor. You can go to her Patreon. She has a daily show, the Taylor Strecker Show. It's patreon.com/Taylor Strecker. Go follow her on Instagram. Anything else?
That's it, baby.
That's it. Stay safe out there, you know?
You too.
Because it's still Mercury in retrograde.
Is it ever? I have to go try to record now again. Good luck to me and my computer.
Yeah, for real. Sorry. Bye.
Bye.